We're joined now by Lake Erie Monsters head coach Dean Chenoweth, entering his third year as the bench boss of this team. And coach, give me an idea of this roster that you're starting with on day one here in training camp moving forward. How different is it from last year's roster?
Well, it's quite a bit different. And, you look at the last two seasons with the type of team we've had, which was, a little undersized. But good skating team, fairly high skilled team. We've added some pieces over the summer without sacrificing the skill that added some size to us. The one thing in the American League is you do turn over players quite regularly, and whether it's the end of their second or third year of their entry-level contract, there is turnover. So I expect us probably to have about 10 new guys.
Is this team going to be a lot younger than last year's team?
You know what? We were young the last 2 years, if you take away the oldest guy at each position. It's going to be young. We're probably not going to have as many veterans as we had in the past, but I'm still confident that, with some of the changes and acquisitions we've made, that we'll be better.
Who's up with Colorado right now that might be sent down eventually?
Well, you know what? It's tough to say because they've had some injuries from off-season surgeries to injuries in training camp. The two players that we signed for here that would be depth call-up guys for Colorado were Ben Street and Thomas Vinsura. Both have suffered injuries in training camp and are out 4 to 6 weeks. They would probably play in our top six, or would. And then you're into guys that they've kept around camp that have earned it, that have had a really good training camp. Andrew Agazino, who's been our leading scorer the last 2 years, came into camp quicker, stronger, faster. It was a credit to him because of how well he has played for us here. You get into Michael Schumacher, who made his way last year from the Central Hockey League all the way up to us, to signing a contract with the American League. And I think that he's, a 6'4 Swedish guy that brings a lot to the table, has good hands, moves the puck well. A couple kids out of junior that are still up there, Samuel Henley, played on the Val d'Or team that went to the Memorial Cup in the Canadian Hockey League last year. He was captain of that team. He's another guy that's 6'4", big body, plays hard, crashes, has some skill to go along with it. He's still up there. And the guy that's really earned it, who the fans are familiar with here, is Dan Maggio. We converted last year at the end of the season from a defenseman to forward for this reason alone, to try to progress his career further as a forward versus a defenseman. And they've really liked what he's done up there. Obviously, he brings a physical element. And he's got a couple exhibition games already. He's going to get a couple more. But we do expect to see those guys. And I don't say that disrespectfully. Colorado has X amount of players almost to the max on one-way contracts, which mean those are generally players we're not going to see unless they're down on injury. And then it becomes a case of the guys that are here playing well so that they get their opportunity when there's an injury to go up top.
Who are you looking for this year from the guys that you have, that you know that'll be with you here starting the year in Cleveland, to step up and be leaders and set examples for some of these young guys?
Definitely Agazino, and he's done that already as a young guy, but I feel that he's ready to take that next step. Ben Street is an experienced guy in our league. We signed him for that reason, to help the young guys come along and also be a guy that could go up and play minutes. The guy that I didn't mention earlier that we signed that is one of the older guys at 31 is Bruno Gervais. He's coming from the Philadelphia Flyer organization. I was in the New York Islanders system or organization when he played there. I'm quite familiar with him. He's going to be a guy that will probably wear a letter for us. He is just an outstanding individual. He has NHL experience, over 400 games. He has American Hockey League experience. So he'll be that guy that can kind of play in all situations, help out, and teach these young guys what it means to be a pro.
What about in goal? I see a couple of familiar names. Sammy Iacocelli is back this year. Pickard's up with Colorado, but could be back. This is year number three for both of those guys. Should we expect that tandem here?
You know what? We got a real good battle going there. Roman Willis come from overseas. He's a tremendous goalie. He's won in the Canadian Junior League. He's won in the World Championships. He's had a good camp. Out of all three, you know, it's going to be an interesting battle to see. We can obviously only keep two. With one goalie, we'll go to Fort Wayne, and what we'll try to do is get through camp, evaluate them, and then start how we feel we need to start the season.
For you in year number three, how is Dean Chenault different heading into this camp than your first camp or even your second camp?
Well, that's a great question, because the first year was a lockout year. We had quite a different camp. Last year was a change in management in Colorado, so different philosophies, different beliefs, which was good. I was able to spend some time before the start of the season. Both seasons we've had a lot of injuries, and I think the one thing that I can do a better job of is providing leadership and direction when things don't go well. It's easy to do it when things go well, but when we hit adversity and we have those injuries, it's important. And last year, you know, I felt that, oh, here we go again. We had it the year before where I can help those guys. They're young guys finding their way, and I think it's important that myself and the rest of our coaching staff provide that leadership so that their growth and development trends in the right direction.
The style of play, is that going to change at all, or is that are you almost mandated by Colorado with the style that they want you to teach these guys, or are we going to see something maybe that you want to do in combination with that?
Well, we definitely have the option to do what we need to do. There's certain things from system standpoint that will be fairly similar, terminology, but style of play, you know, having a bigger body team, and they use the term now in the NHL, they're a heavy team. That's how I'd like us to play. We have obviously some guys that have some very good offensive skill, but if you don't have the puck and you can't knock somebody off the puck to get it, then you're not maximizing that skill set. So I'd like to see us as a bigger physical team. I think we have the personnel right now. Now obviously it's important to get them to gel and come together quickly as a group. It's an extremely short training camp. We'll get down in numbers probably Thursday or Friday morning.
Wow.
We got two exhibition games. We're probably only going to take 25, 26 to Windsor and Fort Wayne, and then we'll make more cuts on Sunday and get right down to our numbers. So the one thing this year is, I mean, unless there's injuries, I don't want to keep extra bodies. We have a tremendous relationship that we've just started with Fort Wayne in the East Coast League, and with that being as close as it is, we have the luxury of bringing guys up and down fairly quickly in a short period of time. So I hope to use that and maximize that to the best of our ability.
A sidebar story from what Doug Blagans was telling me, you're bringing in Christian Hansen for a tryout. His father, Dave, one of the Hansen brothers, we all know from Slapshot. And that, did you play against Dave, or are you still, you're a little bit younger than that?
You answered that correctly in the backside. No, I know I did not play against Dave. He is a little older. I played for Dave.
Did you really? Okay.
When I was in the Islander organization in 91-92, we'd moved that franchise. The affiliation agreement used to be in Springfield with the Indians. They moved it to Capital District, New York, Troy, New York, and Dave was our general manager. So it was the first time I got to meet him there, obviously way, way back.
He didn't have the same glasses with the tape on him when he was the GM, did he?
He was only missing the tape. But a lot of laughs, a lot of stories. Obviously, it was always a treat to go in and visit him in his office and see all the paraphernalia he had from the movie that was still around. And then throughout the years, when they would do their tour, the Slapshot tour, which was with Bud Light, sure enough, I would run into him in buildings across Western Canada, and have ran into him since I've been back at Pro a number of times too. So I followed Christian's career coming up, obviously being at Notre Dame and then being with the Maple Leafs and their organization. And, you know, again, he's a big-bodied guy that, you know, we thought why not bring him in, get a first-hand look. We'll see where it plays out at the end of the day, but he's a big body guy, and you know, we need that.
Your favorite part of Slapshot? Everybody has a favorite part. For me, it's the opening scene, the sin box, and you feel shame and all that, you know, the lines and that. What about you?
Well, you know what's funny about this? 2 years ago when I was in Long Island with the Islanders, I golfed with Dr. Hook McCracken and Hanrahan in a celebrity golf tournament. I actually got a picture in my phone. I'll show you later, but they've aged, as we all have, and I don't know. I think the brawl with the Hanrahan one, when he chases Paul Newman out of the from the goal crease to the bench, that might be one of them. But there's so many good parts of that movie when, you know, the police come for them, knock on the locker room, to the guys bringing their toys on the road. It's unlimited.
How much of what goes on trying to build camaraderie from that movie still happens now on your bus trips and your trips around the AHL?
Well, I think the, you know, card games, obviously social media has evolved. Guys now have phones, computers, their smartphones. They're on those, but they still, you know, they're more in tune with what's going on around the league, which sometimes takes away a little bit, not even around the league, in society, which sometimes takes away from those bus trips. But for the most part, they play cards, they watch movies, they, you know, throw little barbs at one another and maybe the odd practical joke. It really has evolved, though, because, I mean, I remember the days where, you didn't even have movies on the bus, and in that Slapshot, they didn't. You had to interact. You had to, you know, interact with the guy beside you or the guy around you, and we still encourage that. I mean, we try to create an environment where chemistry can build itself. I'm a big believer that you can't create chemistry. It's not that simple. You put the kids and the players in environments where you hope the chemistry develops on and off the ice. And, you know, the on ice obviously is more structured from practice to games. The off ice, you still have to try to do things, whether it's a Monday night football night, a bowling league, you know, different things that they get out with the rest of the team in a group setting.
Last thing, and getting back on track with this upcoming 2014-2015 season for the Lake Erie Monsters, what do you have to do to end the playoff drought, get back to playing for a cup?
Well, we need to take that next step. We got a bunch of guys that are in their third year, and it's such a critical year in pro hockey, because by that time, you've probably had a lot of ups and downs. You thought you knew coming in. You found out you didn't know. And, you know, the fitness level, the learning to deal with things off ice. Year three is just such a critical year in the sense of taking that next step to being a pro, because at that point, you either take the step as a player, or you're probably moving on to the next team, or looking for new work. And we have a group of guys in that. I'm confident they've come in good shape. They're excited to try to take that next step. We're going to do the best that we can to provide that. Obviously, goaltending is important, specialty teams. Both those in the first half of the two previous years have been decent in the first half. In the second half, I hate to use the injury excuse, but we had some key injuries to guys. So hopefully, being a bigger bodied team, we won't see the amount of injuries that we've had, and that we can not only take that first half and build on it, but obviously get in the playoffs and make some noise.
Dean, we always appreciate the time. Look forward to the season. Look forward to catching up with you throughout the year, and thanks for making time for us.
All right, thanks a lot.